radio station.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I have been waiting so long to do this program. What's this program all about? It's all about a thank you to the team that helped my wife get her kidney. So we're going to go out real fast, and we're going to come back real quick. Who do we have here today? Well, we have fellow Gator Keith Tribble. He's the director of the and CEO of the Jackson Health System Foundation. We've got Noor Kawa. She's the guru that helps Vivian stay positive and heal. We've got Dr. Gira, who runs the program, and we've got Luke, who I'm never going to get his name right, so I'm going to make him let him beat me up later, who's the vice president of the Transplant Institute. We're going to talk about how these people have helped Vivian. Oh, that's right. Vivian's here, too. So we're going to talk about what happened to Vivian, how great it is, how great it's going to be, and how great it could be for you if you got involved with the Jackson Health System and the Transplant Institute. Wanda, let's rock the house.
Buckle up.
Oh, yeah, Wanda knows how to get me grooving and moving, and we're going to have a great show. We've been cracking up here for the last half hour. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi, and down in Key West, they've got just about everything. Well, what are they? They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join my wife, my mom, me, we're all members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's dance!
Podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880 The Biz.
All right, and now it's time for me to talk about what I do when I'm not on the radio. I help people solve their problems. If you've got a problem with your real estate transaction, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need to close that deal right away? Well, give us a call. One person makes the decision. We can quote. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. We do it all the time. In fact, I just left a meeting to come to the show where we're going to help a group capitalize a whole portfolio of real estate. Real estate, we are going to help them recap. So if you're looking to get a creative solution to your real estate transaction, residential or commercial, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Today, we're saying thank you to the people that helped Vivian with her kidney transplant, Keith Tribble. He's the director of the Jackson Foundation. He's going to be here to start it off with me. But everybody, we're going to all do it together. Luke, lean in and really tell me your name.
Luke Prashevsky.
Yeah, they can say that it's in Chicago.
Yeah,
Easy in Chicago.
South Florida is a whole different story.
Yeah, I know, so. I know. And Dr. Gira, introduce yourself. What do, Dr. Gira?
So I'm a kidney transplant doctor. I actually take care of the patients before and after the transplant, and I head up the living donor program there.
Oh, you're a grace. You're a grace. So listen, let's start a little bit with Dr. Gira. Dr. Gira, tell me, you know, Vivian found out she needed, we're going to talk a little bit about Vivian's case. Is that okay, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. And we signed a document, so we are not violating HIPAA laws. Okay. We're going to use Vivian as the example.
Very important.
Okay. So Vivian needed a kidney transplant. We found out about 4 years ago when she had an emergency circumstance. We brought her to the hospital. They tested her. We found out she needed a kidney transplant. Then what happens?
So if anybody needs a kidney transplant and your doctor mentions that, the place to call is obviously a transplant center like ourselves at the Miami Transplant Institute. When we get notified of a patient, we actually bring the patient in and we do a whole education process about kidney transplantation, what it means to be a transplant candidate, what the process is going to be like, and at the end of the day, what is it going to look after the transplant. It's a long road. It's very tedious, and our job is to make it as easy as possible for everyone that walks in the door, because it could be many years before they're able to get a transplant.
Yeah, we waited 4 years, and I went out and I knocked on doors, did a lot of social media, finally got a generous woman in the community that we didn't even know to come over and test with you, and she was you fast-tracked that lady. You were terrific. We want to thank you so much, because I guess that each circumstance is different. And let me ask Luke this. Do you treat each circumstance differently?
Yeah, well, of course, our physicians are experts, and they are always trying to look at the individualities of every patient. Well, there's a lot in the news about patient-centered medicine, and it's really about understanding the protocols that we're going to use universally, but applying those to every individual, making them feel special, and making them understand that we're caring for them as a person. And in the case of donors, we're always putting them first. The protection of the donor is the most important thing we do.
100%. And thank you so much for saying that. Now, Keith, you're the man that's in charge of making sure that their facilities are state-of-the-art and up-to-date by bringing in community donors. Now, your team has been very successful over the past few years. I think you've raised over $40 million since you came on board. Tell me a little bit about the role of the transplant team in your universe. Do they go out? They help you? They meet the community? Things like that?
I think the unique thing about Jackson Health Foundation is that our goal is to work very closely with all the different entities within the system, and the Miami Transplant Institute is one of those, and obviously they're very close and related to the University of Miami. We have very good partners with the University of Miami, and we work together. We work together to raise funds for the Institute as best as also with the other things that we raise money for the other system. So we are now, I guess, actively involved in one of the projects with the Transplant House. And that is something that's very dear and near and dear to the Institute. And we plan to work very diligently in trying to make that happen, as we do all of our other
facilities.
What
is that? Tell us what that is.
It's a place where after the transplant patients finish their service, they go and they have a temporary overnight stay. And that's important because I'm a firsthand knowledge of it because of my sister. My sister was a transplant recipient some years ago. Unfortunately, she did not, maintain and passed away. But she had a good 5 to 6 years of very quality life. And, I personally thank the Institute and Jackson for what they did. And really, that's what brought me back here from where I was, back here to Jackson, to serve my community.
Well, first of all, I want to say God bless you.
Thank
you for putting your time where you're, I don't know how to say it. I mean, God bless you for doing that. Yeah,
well, it's important.
Nor touched her heart. Dr. Gira, coming back to you, so it's a long and tedious process. How do you keep people focused and on point with their program? Because I got to believe not everybody stays on point.
That's correct. It's actually one of the biggest challenges we have, not only as a transplant physician myself, but the whole entire staff that has to work together to make it happen. I always say it's not a one-woman or one-man team. It's the whole entire team that needs to make it happen. So we bring the individuals at several time points to keep on educating them and keep reinforcing certain things that we need to. We have to, while they're on the list, and like you said, some people stay on the list for years. The average time in the state of Florida is about 3 to 4 years waiting for a kidney transplant. We have over 2,000 individuals waiting for a transplant at our center.
At
the Miami Transplant Institute.
Wow. So there's 2,000 people that need kidneys in our community. The community's got about 2 million people. Those mm-hmm. 2 million people each have two kidneys. So that's 4 million kidneys. Figure half the people aren't qualified because you got to be perfect to give you a kidney donor. How many is that?
It's actually more than half that are not qualified.
Well, tell me more.
It's sad to say, but everybody tells me the same thing. Oh, I'm the perfect donor. I have everything that's fine because everybody feels good.
I thought I was.
But most people don't go to the doctor.
I do.
Most people don't go on an annual basis to see their physician. And what happens is that we do discover many things on donors that feel good, which is great. But at the end of the day, we do discover many health risks that they may have and they cannot proceed to donate.
Yeah. I know, for instance, one of the people that was from our family wanted to donate and you found out that the person had early diabetes. I don't know what you call it, pre-diabetic. And so we helped that person find that out and they were able to change their lifestyle to have a better life.
Yeah. We have found people that with different illnesses, including cancer, and we've actually saved their lives by notifying them of that. So it was a blessing in disguise that we were able to figure that out for them. But usually 1 in 10 or 1 in 12 individuals are able to donate. So that is a lot of people that we have to go through before we could find somebody who's an acceptable donor. So it's also when you want to donate, you not only have to be medically fit, but you have to be psychologically fit. And that is very important. Because it's a lifelong commitment.
Yeah, in fact, a number of the people while I was advertising on Facebook and LinkedIn and everything, they would call me direct. One guy asked if he could get a pizza delivered. He'd be willing to donate a kidney. That's when I realized that maybe I needed to vet them a little bit more. So Luke, tell me a little bit about what you do at Jackson and you know, what's going on at Jackson from your perspective?
Sure. So I joined the Miami Transplant Institute team about 18 months ago because it is one of the leading transplant centers in the country. And so my job is to oversee administratively that program. And so like any business, right, we have hundreds of people involved in what we do. There's millions of dollars involved in it, and that's my role. It's a weird job, but I'm a businessman who runs a transplant center. And so my job is to make our medical experts, people like Dr. Guerra, who are truly national experts in what they do, better and more efficient and able to provide the best care in the country. I think Keith mentioned the transplant house. You know, why do we need that? Well, we do all types of abdominal organ transplants, thoracic organ transplants, adults and pediatric. There are only about 6 centers in the country with the breadth that the Miami Transplant Institute has. That means that we routinely get patients from all over the United States. And so when they're in from out of town, and a lot of them, it's been very expensive going through the disease that led to transplant and the need for that, they need a place to stay. And so that's why we're trying to raise money to give them a place. If somebody's coming in with limited means, dealing with the challenge of a kid who's going to need something as complex as a multivisceral transplant, to be able to have a place to stay while they're in town, get the care they need if they can't afford that otherwise. And so that's why that's such a priority for us, unique to a transplant center of our size and breadth.
We had some living donors that flew in.
Yes.
And that would have been great to have that. We're going to talk a lot for the next 45 minutes about this great experience with Jackson, and we're going to bring in Noor to talk about the spiritual thing. We're going to bring in Vivian to talk about all that, but I got to take a break. We're going to make it a short one. We're going to come back because today we're all about you. We want to make sure everybody out there knows what's going on, and if you want to get involved with the kidney transplant and volunteer to be a living donor, well, Dr. Gear will tell you how to do that too. Wanda, rock the house.
Get ready now, go cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
All right.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Oh, yeah. Wanda loves the king, don't you, Wanda?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hey, everybody, we're having a great time here. We're bonding over kidneys. I think that's pretty good, actually. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get everything you can, every advantage that you can. See, I was getting that bonding for kidney thing. It got me. I'm going to start again. When you guys are, come on. It is. It's all about the kidneys. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And Keith, you know that they've got a store in Gainesville that sells Audis. And I've been to the store in Key West. They got everything down there. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. I love saying that. And a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, my mom. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody, that's right. If you've got a real estate issue that you can't solve, you know who to call by now. You give me a call, Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. Residential or commercial, I can help you. I sell land to some of the biggest developers in town. I help them capitalize their deals, and I work with people just like you to help them finance their homes or businesses. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you need some cash to buy that next deal or pull some cash out of your home or business. How do you do that? You give me a call at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision for the private loans. We can close in a week. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I am having the best time. I have some great people. We're talking about my wife's successful kidney transplant. My God, I've been waiting for this day for 4+ years. Today we've got Keith Tribble. He's on. He runs the foundation at Jackson. We've got Giselle Gira. She is the transplant doctor person. And Luke Przeski. Did I get close?
Pretty close. I'll take that.
Yeah. My mom's from Chicago, so I'm a tweener. Yeah. I'm a tweener. Keith knows what a tweener
is. Yes.
Okay. So we're all talking about getting transplants. In a little bit, I'm going to bring on Nur Kawa, who is the person that helped Vivian and I have some of the most wonderful spiritual healing moments of the entire process. And I actually give Nur credit for helping us get through at the end when we were really fighting hard. Okay, so Dr. Gira, I mentioned Nur about, and this is how I'm going to bring you in, Nur. I mentioned Nur about and the spiritual part and the enhancement and the healing that she gave. Tell me a little bit about the positive energy need and how that really helps the people during the process.
Actually, that's a very enduring thing that Vivian was able to have. Many people don't have the capability and the resources to have somebody that could guide them through the process like that. It's all about having positive energy and thinking positive along the way. There's a lot of medical challenges that come, and every day that goes by, every day that these individuals are losing their lives and they're waiting on dialysis, it becomes harder and harder. And unfortunately, some people never make it to transplant.
Well, all I can say is that the reason that I was able to help my wife is because every single day my wife was positive. She never missed checking a box on her treatment. She always got up. And there's mornings when, look, I'm 57 years old, where I don't feel like getting up out of bed. But that woman is an animal. I swear, honey, you just never let me down. Your spirit was just so beautiful. And Nur, tell me a little bit about what your perspective on the healing aspect was and what you tried to bring to the table.
When I met Vivian, her positivity, her light, excited me. And she said to me, I'm hurting. And when I said to her, what do you mean you're hurting? She said, I'm waiting for a kidney. And at the time, it wasn't going well. You had gone through a couple donors that had said yes, and then something happened, and so it didn't go through. And I said to her, okay, well, we're going to breathe together. We're going to bring you into this community. I hold monthly women's circles so that women can come together. And I said, we are all going to collectively pray that you get a kidney. She gave me her phone number, and I changed her name from Vivian.
Yeah.
To Vivian, kidney is coming. And I sent her a screenshot of that. She started to tear up. And I said to her, no matter what time of day, text, call, write, you have a team, an army of people around you, and you are going to get a kidney. And for 3 months we prayed. And after you, she called me to let me know that her kidney was the kidney was coming. And yes, so positivity is a huge, as Dr. G mentioned, it's an absolutely really, really big part of it. And it seems like it's unimportant, but it's almost just as important as checking all of those boxes, taking your medicine, following up with the doctor. You have to go to the doctor and be connected.
Vivian, how did you stay positive that whole time?
I just never quit. It was like big in writing in front of me, don't quit. I went through a lot of challenges, but I knew that I had the most loving family, my mom, my husband, the transplant team, Giselle, the best doctor, Cianzo and Dr. Roth. They were always there for me. And of course, the people at the Sacred Space, which Carla Descal introduced me to, and Noor is part of it. And it was the most amazing place for me to find some healing.
Well, I don't really know that there's much more that I can add to that, so I'm going to turn it over to Keith. And what I'm going to ask Keith is, Keith, how can we help build Jackson Memorial Hospital in the transplant part and also in general? Because this is a hospital, I think is it the largest public hospital?
It is one of the largest in the nation. We have over 2,000 beds And the unique thing that is very special about Jackson this year, we're celebrating our 100th year. And 100 years. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? There are not many enterprises or entities in South Florida.
Institutions.
There's
that
are 100,
the word for you.
100 years old. So obviously we're very excited about that. And we're very proud of that. As you remember, as a lifetime resident here and all of us here who have our roots here in South Florida, some years ago, this community had a tough choice. And that choice was whether they were going to float a bond issue to really modernize and bring Jackson up to the standards that we deserve. And 7 out of 10 of the residents in this community decided that Jackson was worth saving and worth investing in. And that's important. It's important because Jackson has served a role for 100 years along with the University of Miami. Their relationship goes way back to. And so when you have something as important as that, especially as healthcare, it's something that we all should be proud of. But the one thing that, as in anything else, is that the dollars that we do for our taxes or the dollars that come from the county or state or whatever that may be, it's not enough to really bring it up to the standards that we deserve. And so that's why the foundation was founded back some in 1992 so we could find additional dollars, philanthropy dollars, that could really close that gap from what we get in other ways from either tax dollars and so forth, that we can have the best in healthcare for all the citizens of South Florida. And so we're constantly looking for individuals who say, you know, I want to make a difference. You know, the logo of Jackson Health System is Miracles Made Daily. And so therefore, we want to make sure that individuals, and I see your hand up, and that, okay, we have a card for you so you can make your donation. Now, we are really identifying people in this community and across this whole region and world, because Jackson has the best doctors, UM doctors, the best staff, the best an institute, as in the Kidney Institute there, the Transplant Institute, rather, and those kind of things takes money. I mean, it takes money.
I'm right there with you. Yeah. I don't disagree. It's a very important thing. I raise money for all kinds of different charities, and I've got to tell you, Jackson is physically located in the center of the county.
No question.
And I think that you've got to realize that you've got 95 and the Palmetto. It's like arteries that come out of Jackson. and it's so important, and there are a lot of misconceptions because it is a public hospital where our entire community comes together right. to help each other.
Right.
And I think that that's the way that we have to look at it.
Right.
And the physical plant that we experienced was some of the finest places. I was able to stay there, sleep there. The food was fine. Everything right. was good. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. What do you do to break down the barriers and misconceptions?
I think we have to offer people the opportunity to come see us. And I
tours?
Think come tours. We do that. Anyone who wants to come see, and wants to have a tour in the foundation, we want you to see what you have either invested in or what you can invest in. We are going through a $1.4 billion renovation and modernization and new buildings, a new rehab hospital, a new hospital in the Doral area. I don't know this for a fact, but I can say, you know, I've been here a long time. I believe that this may be one of the first new buildings that's been constructed in Jackson for many, many years.
Yeah, I've been talking to Andy Sherman about that for quite some time. High five to you, Andy, just in case you're listening. So, yeah, I'm really excited. In fact, you missed it when I took my medication. No. I'm going to see, I didn't sign it, but I'm going to say it's okay that I talk about my wellness. I'm going to go see Dr. Patton on Monday.
Okay.
You know, he keeps me vertical. And so your doctors every day touch my personal life as a business person in town. Without Jackson, I wouldn't be able to get up every day and go to work.
Well, you know, that's part of what we do. And we want to keep doing that. In order for us to keep doing it, we're going to need the help of this community and continued help of this community to be involved with the foundation and help us raise the dollars, not only for the transplant, but all the other facilities at Jackson.
Well, I want to talk a little bit now. We're almost out of time for this segment. Everybody's staying. But Dr. Guerra, I want to talk a little bit about the role the foundation has had at the Transplant Institute and your experience with the types of donors and different folks that have come through. And I want to ask you, how do your patients feel about their experiences in the physical plant at Jackson?
So I think the foundation is one of the core parts of what we do. The foundation brings awareness about the importance of, you know, what it is to invest in a transplant center like ourselves. I don't think people realize the unique opportunities that we have at the MTI and Jackson Memorial Hospital. It is one of the largest, like you said, county hospitals in the nation. And out of that, we are able to do 570 transplants a year. So we're in the top two or three organ transplant centers in the country. And that's amazing to say that we're the only transplant center with a public hospital that we're able to do that.
Wait a minute. I didn't realize that. Okay, because I've talked to the place up in Rochester, Minnesota. What's that one? That one, I've talked to that one. I've talked to New York. I've talked to Emory. I've talked to Shands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's really no roadmap or direction. There's lots of misinformation. I'd like to work with you to put together a program where we can get rid of some of that misinformation and create an environment of kindness where people feel comfortable, because they're facing the most horrific circumstance. Mm-hmm. The most horrific circumstance. And yes, your loved one was blessed to be able to live and get that kidney, and it was a blessing. So, Luke, what can we do from an operations standpoint as business people to help it be more efficient? Volunteering, what are the people that you think that you need that we can bring as the community?
Well, I think, so first and foremost, people need to be organ donors. And we talk a lot about living donation because that's absolutely the best option for any kidney patient. And in mm-hmm. fact, we're just getting started a living donor program in our liver transplant program as well. And I don't mean to distract from kidney here.
No. It's okay.
But it's all the organs that count.
Correct. Correct. Right. Tissues and organs.
Yes.
A person can save how many people? 11, I think it is.
Yes.
11. See, I knew that number. Wanda. I knew that number. Thank you. Thank you. That's high five. That's our little thing.
So I think, you know, there are people out there in the community. First thing, consider being an organ donor. If you can be a living donor, that's fantastic. As we said, most people are not going to end up being able to or will choose not to. But everybody should be considered a deceased donor. Everybody should be signing their organ donor card. Let your family know of your wishes. That's extremely important in that moment. The folks who do the donation side of this will be talking to family members. They're going to want to know that. That's what you wanted. They're going to want to know that that's definitely what you wanted to do in the unfortunate situation that you're deceased and have organs that can be used for other people. And so we want you all to consider doing that in that terrible circumstance, because people die every day waiting and we can't save them all without your help.
Dr. Guerra, what's a number? How do they get in touch with you guys to donate an organ? We're going to start saying that number and website every 30 seconds if I have to.
So it's 1-305-355-5000.
A little slower. We have people from New York that are Jets fans that listen to the show, and you have to go slow for them. See, I didn't say Bears fans just because of you, Luke.
All right, I'll say it nice and slow. 305-355-5000.
There's an angel out there, just like Betty DeMartini, that's going to save somebody's life. And keep listening. We're going to talk more about this important topic after this, how you can make our community a better place to live, which is what we're really all about. Wanda, rock me.
Flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop.
All right, well, we're having a good time. We're rocking, we're popping, we're having a good time here. We're talking about kidneys. Make sure to stick with us because we're going to talk about how you can help save our community, save people in our community, save an entire universe every time you save one person. But right now, we're going to talk about Warren Henry. Hey, you know what? Hey, oh, wait, hold on. I want to talk about Warren Henry. I wanted you to know that the folks at Warren Henry, they're involved with the National Kidney Foundation. That's right. They put us in touch with the Florida folks. I want to personally thank Robertson, Larryson, all those guys up there, Warren's in, all of them, for their amazing help in getting Vivian and I through this circumstance. They have been so thoughtful and so helpful, and they are very involved with the kidney stuff through the National Kidney Foundation. So, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and you should support these guys because they're amazing people. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Keith will tell you they've got an Audi store up in Gainesville that just is terrific, and they've also got a super-duper store down in Key West. They carry exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station. All right, Wanda just pointed go, so I'm going to go, and I'm going to tell you guys about how I can help you. Because, see, I want to help you. If you've got trouble financing your real estate, commercial or residential, I can help. You need debt, you need equity, you need a mezz loan, I can help. Bridge loan, you wonder, some people go, what are those terms? Basically, what it means is that I've done $3 billion worth of real estate transactions, and I want to help you. I want to bring my experience. I don't want to say I've seen it all, but I've seen quite a lot, and I want to help you. If you're in a circumstance and you need some help, cash out of your real estate, you got a foreign client that needs a loan, I can help. give me a call at 305-773-6300. For crying out loud, if I can find my wife a kidney, I can find you real estate capital. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Now we've made it even easier to connect with 880 The Biz while you're on the go. Download our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. And stay connected to the latest business news with your mobile device. Listen online right through the app. Stay connected, even while you're busy. For more information, go to 880thebiz.com.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back and we're cracking up. Oh, that's right, you guys, we're on the air. Okay, Dr. Gira, get yourself together. So we were talking about how people call me all the time and ask me how they can help somebody find a living donor, because I found Vivian a living donor. And the answer is there is no answer. There's no circumstance, there's no system, there's no group, there's nobody that can really help. So listen up, I'm going to tell you how you do it right now. You pull out all the stops. You get every single person you know to send your request to their network. I recently got one from a law firm. Person never called me back, but they were wondering how to reach out, and the law firm at least had the guts to email it. Some people don't want to get involved because they think it's going to impact negatively their view of their other people. Wrong. People want to help. Your most difficult client just doesn't know you. This is going to help them get to know you. Dr. Gira, what do you think about that?
Yes, everybody could be a donor. At the end of the day...
Well, 10%.
Exactly.
Okay.
You could want to donate.
There you go.
It's up to us to make that decision if that's the right thing for you. We will always support the donors and make the decision based on what's the right thing for them, irrelevant of what's going on with the recipient. So if you ever think about helping somebody, you're not just helping that one person that you think that you love. You could help thousands of people that are waiting on the list.
Well, wait a minute. You got close, but you didn't talk about a little secret. And that's paired donation. Rock on about paired donation.
That's correct. So here at the Miami Transplant Institute, we're about saving everyone. And that means finding the right kidney for the right patient.
Oh, my gosh. This is so beautiful.
So that being said, even if you're a compatible donor and you really want to donate to your loved one, we could even find a better match for your loved one by being able to signing up through the paired exchange program. So what we tell all our patients is at the end of the day, it's the most important thing is what's going to be best for you. So if you have a mother, a sister, a friend, it could be even a neighbor that wants to donate. And even if you're compatible or not compatible, through the paired exchange program, once again, we'll find the best kidney for you. And you give thousands of other opportunities to other individuals.
And what's the number to call? And remember, Keith, you know what I'm going to say. Go slow, because we got Jets fans listening.
Okay, the number is 305-355-5000.
Oh, that's great. You're terrific. Now, Nora, I want to talk to you for a second here. Oh, yeah.
Talk to me.
Okay, Nora, there's people out there that are hurting, that they're scared, they're driving in their car and they're angry. What's something that they can do real quickly to kind of calm down? I actually drove next to somebody on South Miami, true story, South Miami Avenue, over the bridge from downtown. We stopped. I looked at her. She looked at me, and she went like this. I couldn't believe it. With the little thing where you go, where you're like, it was amazing. I said, spot channel. She cracked up and turned on the spot channel.
Okay, so keep your eyes open if you're still driving. So if we're driving, our eyes are open. But three tools that we can use is our breath, first and foremost. You can breathe no matter what you're doing in business, driving, sitting, talking, whatever. You can be very, 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 very conscious of your breath. And when you're conscious of your breath, your physiology changes. So first and foremost, consciously breathe. And that means deeply be mindful of the inhale that you're taking. Hold it for a moment and exhale. And do that for as long as necessary to really get to your center on the inside of you. There's thousands and thousands of breathing techniques. We're just going to focus on that one. The second is, if you're sitting in your car, you can change the types of music that you're listening to. And when you change the music, that vibration will affect your brain and your body in a different way. Or listen to you, or listen to you.
No, that's okay. I make them happy. We're having fun. But like I said, I drive around. Sometimes I listen to the spot show. In fact, that's all I listen. I used to listen to all the rock and roll and bam, 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 Led Zeppelin.
And that does something else to you, which maybe in some moments you want that.
But not when I'm in the car with the guy just trying on the, you look at it, Waze. Should I go left? Should I go right? Should I go straight? Oh, I'm going to go straight.
Exactly. So you want to breathe. You want to be conscious of what you're listening to, and take a moment when you're stopped at a red light and bring into your consciousness, into your mind, what are you grateful for? Because the second that you remember to be grateful for that breath that you took, and that you know, and people who are going through really, really deep illness, one of the things that's really powerful is they understand that death is right there. And so there's something that they can find to be grateful for that's easy. So I would say breathe. Be mindful of what you're listening to and bring in things that you're grateful for and say them. I am grateful for A, B, C, and D.
Were you sitting next to me in the car when I drove in this morning? You are the best. You are the best. You are absolutely the best. The best. Dr. Gira, what are your thoughts on that?
Need to hire her.
Yes,
what I'm just thinking right now.
Yes.
Well, you know, look, let's talk about that for a minute, because one of the things that we got involved with very early on was through Dr. Goldschmidt. He introduced us to somebody who's no longer at the university, but who did work with us in the beginning, who was in the integrative medicine field. And what that person taught us, and in fact, I have a couple of episodes that I run over and over again, is mindfulness. Mindfulness. And so it was really something very important. And that's part of what we like to bring to the community, which we're going to bring with your help, you know, more of this to the community. So I think it's really important. I wasn't joking. See, I do. I listen to the Spa Channel. I went to synagogue this morning because I wanted to pray first. I went to synagogue. I got in my car. I thanked God. I got it out of my system about all the big things that were going on today, and I prayed to God, and then I just let it go, and I went through the day as you know. And I was grateful that Vivian was going to be on there. I had such great friends. You see, you didn't know you were my friend, but you are.
That's right.
And you, I'm getting to know. You know, it's a guy from Chicago. And Dr. G and I kind of leave her on a pedestal, but I don't really, so you're all great. And I really forgot what I was. Oh, yeah. So I was driving and I was literally counting my blessings. And that's when I saw the guy that, you know, I was going over. I was going to the right, like you're going south and you go to the right or to the left. Or am I going straight? And the guy, I thought he was plowing in to hitting the sandbox there in the middle. But this is really important. And I'm making a lot of jokes, but I'm making jokes to break the tension. Because if I really talked, and if Keith and I really talked, and Dr. Gira and you know, even you, Luke, if we really talked, you see, I told you I was going to be good and you would have a great time.
True story.
I told you. But really what it is I want to bring a positive energy to this discussion because it's so important. Keith, you were there. You held somebody's hand. Dr. Gira, you hold lots of hands. Noor, I know you hold a lot of hands, too. You hold pens. Okay?
He holds my hand.
Okay, there you go. Make Dr. Gira brave. Okay. It's okay. We're going to be able to get you that new device. Don't worry. We'll figure it out. We'll call Mr. Trouble.
I would like to say for the record that we opened a mindfulness room at the Transplant Institute for our employees last week.
Yes.
And so... So your timing on this is excellent. We converted one of our break rooms into a soft lighting, yoga mats, beanbag chairs, soft music, because we know that our caregivers, our doctors and nurses and social workers and all those people are dealing with this stress every day. And that hand-holding that you're talking about, the reassurance that you're talking about them offering to our patients, we have to put them first, right? And so for us, I've got to make sure that our team is able to deal with their own stress, because only then are they going to be able to help the people who need it most, which is our patients.
Dude in the corner room on the transplant floor that we were on that just got a bunch of dead chairs. Oh my God, that would have been great to have that. No, because, you know, that floor, it's full of successes, but it's also full of disappointments. Okay, we went up there the Saturday or Sunday after Hurricane Andrew, Hurricane Irma. Yes. We thought we had a living donor. We got rolled up there. We got all spiked up there. We saw the people walking around after their surgery. We thought we were going. But you see, that's what it's about, too. It's about disappointment and the roller coaster that you're on. But in the end, there's always good things that are going to come out of it. And we're going to talk about that in the final segment. We're going to bring Vivian on again. We're going to lead the show with Vivian. The next segment, it'll be a lot of Vivian. And then we'll have everybody say their message to Vivian. Wanda?
Yeah.
Let's get pink.
Why not?
Mercedes-Benz, oh yeah. Hey, you know what? When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary net repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I said that fast because I want to say again, the Zinn family are amazing supporters of people with kidney disease. They're involved with the National Kidney Foundation. They personally helped Vivian and I through this over the 4 years that we were having this issue. So when I say always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, I mean it. These people are part of our family. You should go out and support them. So join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. High five to the Zins.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right, Courtney's coming in. No, you're not? You opened the door. It says we're on the air. You're not supposed to open the door unless you're going to come in, man. That's all right. Courtney's a friend of mine. Him and Keith, we know each other from Gainesville. All right, everybody, this is where I go. If you've got a real estate issue, I'm going to give you a hand. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I'm here to help you. Maybe you need some cash out of your real estate. Maybe you're a realtor and you got a foreign national that's your client. Well, those are our specialties. If you need a commercial deal, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I help my clients sell all their urban land. I help them capitalize their deals, and I can help you in your home deal. Hey, we're financing construction for some townhomes. Need a construction loan? Give me a call. 305-773-6300 gets you right to my bat phone. That's right, 305-773-6300. And when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we're back, and as promised, I've got my beautiful wife, Vivian Freed, on. Vivian, in your own words, tell me what the Miami Transplant Institute and Dr. Gira mean to you.
The world. I can't even explain it. They were there every step of the way. If I had a problem, if Dr. Gero, who's very busy, couldn't get back to me, she made sure her right hand got back to me. Everything about them is great. The facility was beautiful. My room was great. I couldn't ask for, it was a family. They are my family. I call them my family because I wouldn't have made it without them.
What was the most special thing about Jackson that was able to help you get through?
The people.
Okay, well, it sounds to me like the Luke's taking care of the right people then.
No, that's why we're here, and that's what makes the difference for us. When we talk about these facilities investments and raising money to build new buildings and things like that, that's because we want to raise the quality of our infrastructure up to the level of the amazing people that we have. That's what Jackson is. That's what's made this century of care that we've been able to provide. The doctors, the nurses, the social workers. It's not guys like me. I don't contribute anything. It's the people on the ground working with the patients that make Jackson what it is. That's who we are, not any building. We're trying to raise money. We're trying to get this support to bring our infrastructure up to the level of what those people provide every day. And I think you saw that in the care that you received. I just consider myself lucky to be able to work alongside these people every day. They really do miracles every day. They save lives. The DNA of the Miami Transplant Institute is transplanting people that other folks won't do. We get the patients that are too sick. We get the ones that other people are not able to transplant. And our amazing team makes that happen every single day. That's why I'm here, to care for them and empower them, because they are truly, truly miracle workers.
Yeah, guy's never been on the radio. Ms. Cunningham, thank you so much for serving this guy up.
So I'm actually going to say thank you to Luke, but I'm going to say, it's not what we do. We're here for the patients. They're the true reasons why we do what we do. This isn't a job for us. This is every single day that we do this, and it's a vocation at the end of the day, and we truly believe in saving lives. And so Vivian is a pure example of why coming to work is not work. It's because we truly believe in making miracles happen.
Well, that's the experience that I had when I came in contact with every individual there. And it was very high stress for me. It still is high stress. A lot of sacrifices go around. But it's really worth it. It's really worth it. You know, I said it earlier, I kind of went past it real fast, but you save the whole universe. Each person's a universe. And there's people, I walked into that dialysis center. That's right. If people really want to know what's going on, they should go to the dialysis center, where technology meets humanity, and people are barely kept alive, barely, by the most, I don't know what to say it, medieval process known to man. People come close to death just so they can survive dialysis every time they go. So I want to thank you, Dr. Guerra. I want to thank you, Luke. I'm not going to say your last name. I want to thank Keith. Keith, you and I have got some work to do.
Yes.
Okay. Noor, I want to thank you. I want to thank you all because of all the beautiful contributions you made to the most important person in the world to me. The woman who makes my day shine. And somebody once pointed out to me that Vivian goes to dialysis and goes through all of that, and she does it for a reason. And the reason was me. And so, honey, I love you so very much. And this experience, which we're only partially through right now, I'll be there the whole way. You can guarantee that. So with that, that's my last word. Anybody want to say anything or to kind of wrap it up there? I think I kind of
put it
nice.
It's hard.
We'll let that speak for itself.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So that's really where we're coming from. We're going to do some more of this if God will bless us with the time and the abilities. I want to thank everybody that's been here today. I want to thank Dr. Guerra. I want to thank Luke. I want to thank Keith, Noor, my love, Courtney. Thanks for allowing her to set this up for me. And I'm sorry, but I blew your name, miss.
Vicky.
Vicky, I want to thank you too, Vicky. But I really, the people that I really want to thank the most are the Zinn family. I want to say thank you to Larry and the rest of the team over there, because they give us this platform every week to thank people. And they do such great things in our community that just don't go recognized. Larry is one of the most amazing young people I've ever met. And I really want to take extra time to thank the folks at Warren Henry at this point. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at UF. I want to thank Lauren's kids. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank Jackson. Jackson, UM, all you bring in just the most beautiful things to our community every day. Hey, everybody. Thank you to you, too. Thank you to our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like the show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. Robert Pitts will have this show up on the website in the next day or so. If you missed the show, like I said, it'll be up on the webpage, friedonbusiness.com. Hopefully by tomorrow. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for me on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think by now you know I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person who wants to do something finds a way, like Vivian. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, that's a wrap.
Traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.